The state's Public Utility Commission will investigate consolidated communications after customer complaints jumped by more than 500% this summer. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Consolidated merged with Fairpoint Communications last year, and the company's state permit requires it to meet certain service quality benchmarks. But it's not clear to the state why there have been so many complaints from customers. Jim Porter is with the Department of Public Service and says the state asked the Public Utility Commission to open an investigation to figure out why.
Well, typically in a service quality investigation of this nature, the first thing will be to try to ascertain why there is such a problem currently, and then to come forward with a path to get the issues repaired.
The department says customer complaints over service outages and installation delays significantly spiked this summer. For many people in the most rural parts of the state, Porter says Consolidated is the only company providing telecommunications services. And so he says he hopes the investigation helps the state figure out what it takes to better serve those areas.
This is a competitive market in Vermont. However, our concern for several years has been in focusing on those customers who just have no other choice. And I think that will be a piece of this investigation as well.
Laura Sibilia is an independent representative from Westover, and she says people in her district encountered serious problems with their phone service this spring and summer. Sibilia says the telephone outages are happening in areas with no cell service, and so people who are elderly and who have medical issues have been stranded without any connections to the outside world.
When our landline phone system is not reliable for rural Vermont, which does not have cell service or internet service, we have a problem that is an emergency, and I'm happy to hear that there is going to be an investigation.
Under the Public Utility Commission order that was issued this week, Consolidated has to provide weekly reports detailing its progress in improving service. Consolidated Communications Vice President Michael Schultz says the company already has a plan in place and is investing resources into addressing the service issues. He says the company expects to see improvement across the state in the next few weeks. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.